carrots, tomatoes. This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlin. We got a fun show in the works for you today. Got the lovely rude girl Jessica by my side. Let's have some fun with the Ramones.
Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for hanging out with us on our little little impromptu Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. I have the lovely rude girl Jessica beside me. Jessica, how you doing?
What's going on, Pogo Land? This is a treat for me. I'm really excited. It's a weekday.
Yes. And, yes, a little bit more sober than usual.
Yeah.
Instead of a Friday night at like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, it is fucking Thursday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We are not that big of alcoholics. So we just got out of our real jobs, hanging out behind the boards, because going to this Dwarves and Blank 77 show tomorrow. Now, by the time everybody hears this, that show will have already happened, but that doesn't mean we're not going to talk about how fucking pumped we are to go see Blanks share the stage with the Dwarves at the Stone Pony,
yes,
kicking off this questionable punk rock bowling going down on the East Coast. Sorry, punk rock bowling. Like, what the fuck? How are you going to hook up Colorado or whatever with a global threat, the lower class brats, and whoever the fuck else was out there? And, like, you know, I'm not even going to say the lineups besides Blanks and the Dwarves, because that's fucking kick-ass. Yeah. That's a fucking great show. Blanks and the Dwarves, and then 2 weeks later, Blanks and the Casualties at QXT's in Newark. So
I've been like on a cloud like all day because I'm so psyched about tomorrow.
Oh, I know. We've been counting down the days. If you're friends with us on Facebook, you are well aware of this. We are more than pumped for this show. And we also had a great show last weekend, the Pogo Dance. But let's do a couple more tunes before we recap that. And here's Chris Spedding with Pogo Dancing.
Hey, this is your chance. Up must come down. Pogo dancing. It's the latest thing that's going round. Pogo dancing. I move from side to side when you can jump up and down. She's up there still. Pogo dancing. Plain to see she's having fun. Pogo dancing. And she ain't the only one. What you doing? Pogo dancing.
Right, that was Chris Spedding of the Vibrators with Pogo Dancing. So let's talk about the pogo dance that went down at the Sportsman's Cafe,
yeah,
Ridge
pogo
Avenue
dance.
In Allentown this past weekend. We had a fucking blast. A couple of the bands fell off, lineup changed real quick, threw on the A-Town Sluts. And let's talk about them first. Yo, I gotta say, that was the best the A-Town Sluts have ever sounded.
For sure. Yeah, they did.
Without
they
a doubt. I mean, they got, what's his name? Arthur playing bass from the Front Street Socialites. And a lot tighter with that bass player.
For sure.
These guys, they sounded really good.
They should definitely keep
it. It was definitely the best set I've ever heard them play. But let's talk about a band coming from up north, Stagnation. These guys stole the fucking show from the gate.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they had some great originals, but the part that really got everybody moving, and this is always what I tried to do too, like a lot of people don't want to play any covers. Now, I don't want to be in a cover band, but when I'm in a smaller band like that, I feel like you got to do some covers because that's what gets the crowd moving.
Gets the crowd moving.
It kind of like manipulates them.
It's
you know what I mean?
Like, you build like a rapport with the crowd then too because they like... They like the song or whatever. You know what I mean?
And they can sing along with it because who doesn't want to sing along at a punk show? So, I mean, these guys played like 10 originals, which were great, but I mean, they also covered The Exploited,
Foreskins,
Blitz,
right?
The Foreskins, and that really got the crowd moving and it set the tone for their other songs. And make sure you guys stick around because there'll be some more Stagnation shows from Pogo City to come. And make sure you guys check out their Bandcamp. I believe it's just stagnation.bandcamp.com. Go check that shit out. Look them up on Facebook. We also had a Minor Setback coming up from South Jersey. Now, these guys were a lot of fun. The crowd really seemed to love them. They got a lot of videos up on Facebook. So you can find them shits on their Facebook, our Facebook. Hit us up facebook.com/PogoCityRadio or at PogoCityRadio.com. But yeah, plenty of videos of Minor Setback. They had Jake Forty, who sings Working Class Pride on drums. And I didn't even know he played drums. Dude playing everything.
Yeah, but, I know, right?
But yeah, they were a lot of fun. Good group of guys to hang out with and just have a general good time. And then we also had, capping off the night, Frag Meant It from NYC, hardcore band who did not disappoint. I mean, really got a circle pit going when these guys were playing. They went on pretty late. The crowd died down a little bit, but it was still moving and pumping.
Yeah.
And I know both the patrons and the bands all had a blast. Was by far had to be the best Pogo City Radio show.
Oh,
yet.
Yeah, it was great.
So big thanks to Derek and the Sportsmans and the Shatter Shack letting us put all that shit on. We got some more shows to come there. But let's talk about our next scheduled Pogo date before we get any further. And I know you guys know I'm talking about the Punk Block Party going down 707 North 4th Street in Allentown at the Alternative Gallery featuring Blank 77, the Oi Scouts, the Parasitics, the Damn Broad, Sick 86, Video Massacre, Clerical Error, more to be announced. This show is
so
going to kick
bands,
fucking
dude.
Ass. Complimentary beer with suggested donations. So get ready to have some fun, pogo around, buy some motherfucking t-shirts, drink some booze, drink some beer, and just hang out with some great people. August 26th, starting the night off early, getting the doors open 2 p.m., bands on at 3, so it's going to be a long show, not announcing the lineup, so just come early. All these bands are worth seeing. Talking to a band you guys are definitely going to want to come out and see, going to make this flyer look even better than it already does. Can't say it till they're confirmed, but this to be announced is definitely not for an opener, just let me tell you that. So so Jessica, why don't we do a little bit now? This was one of my favorite albums when I was in high school, and it still is one of my favorite albums. Now it's bands I think that they're playing at a Fuck You We Rule, the Street Brats, you know, and I haven't heard too much of their stuff after this. I mean, I have the second album and everything too, but it just seems like they haven't done as much. This was one of the best albums I've ever heard. I loved Dead End Kids. Here's the title track, and it really sets the tone for the whole album. We'll be right back. coming out of Chicago. And now, I got Ray. I remember I was saying how much I love that album. That's definitely one of my favorite albums. It's got to be one of my favorite albums. But I was talking about that, and I remember being in high school, and I had this shit blasting, and fucking it was playing. I had my window open, and it was pretty loud. And right as that was happening, the neighbors went to go, like, walk up onto my mom's deck. You know what I mean? I was in high school living with my mom. And fucking, they got to the part where it's like, we ain't no fucking rock stars. We don't pose for magazines. These people got their, like, 2.5-year-old with them. She straight up sits up and goes, fucking rock stars. Yo, my mom looked like she was going to beat the shit out of me. I swear to God. I remember the girl's name. It was Abigail. She just sat up and went, fucking rock stars. Yeah, my mom definitely, she was like, get up there and turn that off now.
Oh my God.
All right. Let's get, you know, it's pretty sober, but I would like to get drunk.
Pogo is actually, it's a historic dance already. And I just heard from my friend Alan, who just came over on the boat, that it's out. It's over. So just as a historic reference, the pogo has been done like this.
Wheels.
I don't wanna be, I don't wanna be here. I'd rather stay at home with my back and drinking lots of beer. Not a black week fucking suck. Like a steel captain in us. I can't wait till it's through, cause all I wanna do is drink another 40 with you. Oh, I wanna get drunk tonight.
Tonight.
Coming off The Wheels Are So Neat with Want to Get Drunk. Now, what you got to say, Jessica?
This next one, we have to play the next one that we're playing is Blank 77, Losing My Brain, because I've been listening to Blanks and Dwarves all day, but I can't stop now.
And right? We can't listen to
tomorrow.
Them on the way to the
yeah.
Stone Pony
so,
tomorrow.
Exactly.
Because the girls, Audrey
system.
And Jess, both think I'm like some superstitious idiot.
Oh, you're superficial, too.
Fuck you.
Superficial as fuck.
That's not what I meant. Superstitious asshole. And so does Josh. And I refuse, because me and Zach, Black Zach, learned at a young age that you cannot listen to the band you're going to see on the way or to going to see them because it's bad luck. They thought I was bullshitting. We did it at the choking victim show. We got thrown out before choking victim. The pogo crew went into turmoil. Okay.
Yeah.
The following week, we had the Undead. Listen to the Undead and admit nothing in every other band, Sick 86, all of them. I was just trying to prove a point that the show was going to go terrible if we listened to these bands on the way, and it went terrible. So we can't listen to Blanks or the Dwarves tomorrow. On the way down, I think we can listen to them when we're on the beach and at the hotel room because we'll be there. That's not the same as going to see them. I don't know.
Sure?
I don't know. I don't want to chance it though. I don't know. Maybe we should.
Well, that's why we have to get it out of our system today. Either way, we're going to listen to it today and tomorrow then.
Oh, and by the way, right? Like I said Black Zach reminded me of the last show. Holy shit, we left the microphones unmuted on that one a lot. Especially at the end of the show,
yeah.
You can definitely hear some things that I kind of wish didn't get put on the internet, but oh well. So here's Blank 77 with Losing My Brain. Right, let's you guys can catch Blanks with the Dwarves.
I went out to a stupid party, had to scam on everybody. Asked the woman for a light and to spend the night, but she wasn't having any. Said I was just one of many. But she'd give me some advice. She said, try, but you don't get none. And I said, why? Was she a lesbian? But she was fly and had a biologic plan. Oh man, said the woman, will use your hand. There better be women. Now you're coming on, but you come too strong. There better be women. Oh yeah, cause satisfaction is no mother's son. He called this a party. Yeah, but I don't party with everybody. There better be women. Be women tonight. Alright. Haunted by three.
the Doors, which is why we're recording on Thursday, because we'll be at the Doors on Friday. All right, that was Better Be Women. So what are we going to get to next? How about, do you want to do a little, should we going to go Wretched Ones or are we going to go Potato Pirates? Fuck the radio, we're going down to the bar.
We can do both, right? I mean, like.
All right, that sounds good. We'll get things moving first with the Potato Pirates.
Okay, well, I don't care if the radio's free. All these songs are stupid to me. Works out a cheap mockery. Fuck the radio. I just threw up in my mouth, and this song made me wanna kill myself. I filled my heart with rain. The bullshit music with the making to me. Hands on the shoes and see.
The Wretched Ones going down to the bar.
Me and the boys are going out tonight. Me and the boys are going down tonight. We don't need no fancy place. And we don't want to see nobody's face. And that's right. We're going down the bar.
And that was The Wretched Ones on
Pogo City Radio.
Thanks for hanging out with us on this Thursday.
Pogo motherfucking
Thursday
City.
Afternoon. Now, it's just Andrew Bedlam and the lovely rude girl Jessica, but we do have fucking Audrey Anarchy and that dirty, smelly, crusty fucker Josh in our little group chat right now. I wish some motherfuckers could read our goddamn group chat that goes on all goddamn day, because some fucked up shit happens in there. If you think shit's fucked up when the mics are unmuted, you should hear that shit when the mics are muted. But yeah, we're all getting ready to go down the shore. Gonna hit up the beach. We're gonna leave here like 11 or 12, go check into our hotel room. Then we're gonna hit up the beach, hit up the pool, get a little pregame going on down the shore, and then hit up the Stone Pony. Gotta make sure the girls are sober enough to walk straight, though. They both said they're not gonna drink on the way down.
No, I'm not, but I both can handle my liquor. But, all right,
oh, please.
So don't even.
Don't
oh,
put
please.
It all on Audrey.
Oh,
she was bad the
really?
Last two,
no,
but you were the last one. But
what?
The Chugo. She wasn't bad the last one. She was bad
what?
At the choking victim. God,
yeah,
that was ridiculous.
I was drinking from 1 in the afternoon to 1 or 2 in the morning, and I didn't. I was like sober by the end
but
of the
but there's
night.
Plenty of other times that end up with Jessica standing on the bar throwing cherries at the bartender.
That was like 4 years ago.
Shut the fuck. It's happened plenty of other times too. But yeah, so they agreed that they're not going to be drinking until we're at the beach. There's not going
to
be any 11 a.m. drinking this weekend. I told everyone, if you get kicked out, that's on you. I'm not coming with you. I don't care who the fuck it is. All right. You know, but the Pogo City Radio crew is really just the cool kids.
There's a real cool club on the other side of town where the real cool kids go to sit around and talk bad about the other kids. Yeah, it's a real cool club and you're not part of it. There's barely pickles and patty cakes too, and Cubby's making mean jokes about you.
That was Screeching Weasel with Cool Kids on Thanks for hanging out with us. Now, we're in our little group chat with some of the missing pogoers. And one of the questions is how are we going to be drinking on the beach? And everyone's throwing out some different ideas. So Audrey, she has the, I guess this is what we'll probably end up doing. She said she's going to buy a big-ass container of juice. We can empty that shit and fill it and just make it one giant margarita, and then we can just pour it in cups out on the beach. And, yeah, she said, what the fuck else? She said, I don't know, I guess we'll have to get some sugar.
We'd have to do that by the pool, too, because they
well,
don't...
Well, nah, you can drink at the hotel.
No, you can't drink your own alcohol by the pool. You have to buy their alcohol.
Oh, fuck that. That's
yeah,
a good point.
Yeah, exactly.
No, so we bring our own alcohol to the bar.
What I would do is just, like, when I was down at the beach last, like, I was buying my beer from like the corner store and then walking back, and they thought it was their beer, so it was no big deal. You know what I mean? So
All good, all good. Yeah, I remember the one show we did. I can't say where we did that. We definitely got in trouble when they found 40s of Steel Reserve everywhere, and they don't sell 40s, and they definitely don't sell Steel Reserve. Yeah, they're like, what the fuck is this? We found like 10 empty 40 bottles here. I'm like, God damn it. Like, we're definitely going to get caught for that. Like, you couldn't have thrown it away outside. You couldn't have thrown it away outside. I had to leave it in the bar for the owners to flip out on me for. But, yeah. So, what do you want to hear next, Jessica? Any special requests, or should we just take something off our
maybe
list?
Maybe we should play some more dwarves in the spirit of Dwarvland.
I guess we can play more dwarves and more blanks, because...
That's all I want to hear. I'm not going to lie. I said it before. I wasn't lying before.
So do you want to play something off Blood, Guts, and Pussy, or do you want to play something off the newer ones like Invented Rock and Roll with Trailer Trash? What do you want to do?
Let's play something off Blood, Guts, and Pussy.
All right. You want to do Backseat? Oh, let's do Skin Pop and Slut. I want to do Skin Pop and Slut. We did Backseat in my car not long ago. All right. So here's the Dwarves coming off whatever the fucking album I just said it was, Blood, Guts, and Pussy.
What's the last song on that album? What's that?
Motherfucker.
Yeah,
you want to do Motherfucker?
I love that song. I do.
All right, all right. We'll play. All right. I fuck my own mama. Fuck my own mama, mom. Yeah, all right. Here's the Dwarves with Motherfucker. Yeah, so Dwarves at the Stone Pony. Make sure you guys get out to that shit and catch them with a blank. Here's a little bit more blanks with Search and Destroy. Because all we want to hear is Blanks and the Dwarves. Because we're going to see Blanks and the Dwarves tomorrow. Get there, bitches.
Mushroom fly laying motherfucker, motherfucker. Mushroom fly laying motherfucker, motherfucker.
Destroy, while the destroyer, God by rescue.
boys.
What with the meat in your mouth? That was the Dead Boys, Caught with the Meat in Your Mouth, coming off Young, Loud, and Snotty. Also one of my favorite albums. If I was stuck on a desert island, okay, we'll do this real quick. Just give me three. Stuck on a desert album, what albums am I bringing? I will have the Dead Boys, Young, Loud, and Snotty, Blank 77, Tanked and Pogoed, and probably the Street Brats, Dead End Kids. What about you? What are you doing?
My turn? Okay, I would have to go with, Rancid, Out Come the Wolves.
Who didn't see that one coming?
I can't even think. Okay, Anti-Nowhere League.
The first one.
Yeah, and I can't think right now. I'm having, let's just say.
LCB?
Oh.
Blanks?
Oh. Maybe I'll take back. No, I love the league. Yeah, I guess LCB. Yeah, let's. I guess I'll go with LCB.
I have to choose. But yeah, Young, Loud, and Snotty, one of the greatest punk albums of all time. All right, yeah,
my
like don't get me wrong.
Is falling
I
more and more.
Love
it
the Ramones. I love the Ramones. We started out the show with the Ramones, but I'm sorry, everybody. I got to go with the Dead Boys over the Ramones. There's so much more rocking, so much more rock and roll to the Dead Boys, so much more raunchy. You know what I mean? Fucking love it. It's like a whole band of Dee Dees. Do you know what I mean? The Dead Boys is like a whole band of Dee Dee Ramones. Minus the whole Dee Dee King thing, because that was just fucking weird. But speaking of Dee Dee King and fucking weird, why don't we do a little Pogo City?
Wild card, bitches!
Now, Pogo City Wild Card is where we play something a little off format. And this afternoon, for some obvious reasons, we're going to have to go with a little bit of Cypress Hill and Hits from the Bomb. Now, this is a sample of Son of a Preach Man, so it's kind of like a twofer wild card. But here's Cypress Hill, slowing things down, kicking things back, and taking some hits from the Bomb.
Yes. Mary Jane. She never complains when I hit Mary with that flame. I light up the cherry. She's so good to me. When I pack a fresh bowl, I clean the screen. Don't get me stirred up the smoke through the bubbling waters, making it pure. So I got to take my hit and hold it just like Chong. I get the bowl and I reload it. Get my four footer and bring it on as I take hits from the bomb.
Why not do some more Doors?
We are the sluts of the USA. We are the sluts of the USA. And we can fuck and we can suck and we can bust a nut. We wouldn't have it any other way. We're like a die-hard drunk tart. Never quit, man, we're so smart. Pop tart. Got him shitting like a girl, right? Hold tight. Take a number, go get Amprax off crack. Like a plumber down a drain, right? Late night. Easy action on a team queen. Daydream. Chain reaction in a suit.
Okay, so, I mean, now that I know this episode will be up tomorrow, so why don't we just say, come out tonight to the Stone Pony and check out Blanks and the Dwarves. I think I heard that there's only 100 tickets, and I know we got four of them bitches. So,
that's sweet. I'm psyched.
So you better hurry up and get the fuck down there or buy them shits online or some shit. All right, let's keep moving as this fun and, you know, little impromptu pogo rolls on with a little bit of Viva La Revolution for Josh, that crusty fucker.
Windows, open your doors, open your minds, you'll free them all good. Cast. This revolution won't be the last.
Viva la revolution. Viva la revolution. Viva la revolution. Viva la revolution.
Right, that was the Addicts. All right, well, we're just about done. Been on here for about an hour, hanging out with the lovely, beautiful, gorgeous, and sexy Rude Girl Jessica.
Take care, guys. Pogo Land, everywhere, listening.
Don't be afraid to speak
up. Get out to that Dwarves and Blank 77 tomorrow night at the Stone Pony, Asbury, New Jersey.
Asbury Park. We're going to be at the beach drinking margaritas. From 2 o'clock on, come see me, but make sure you don't talk to me. Closing up the night with some Gigi. The day.
Yeah.